Yeah, just trolling around and doing some things on the internet, as I do, and I came across this just because I saw some guys seeking advice on social media, and I'm thinking, do you really want to seek advice on social media? That was my first thought. Is that really where you want to go for advice? But the guy did. Here's his story. Apparently he posted on social media wondering if he was the problem. he says he recently bought a home next to an older couple. His air conditioner broke. And I don't know where this is, by the way. It doesn't even tell me where. Just, you know, it could be anywhere in USA. But he says he realized then it was going to be too hot to sleep in the house without his air conditioner. So he decided to sleep outside. He's got a hammock. Okay. So he's sleeping outside.
Yeah.
He says it's been crazy hot. My air conditioner's busted. I'm too lazy to go out and buy a new one, he says. And so I have a hammock, so I decided to sleep outdoors. It was great. He said it slept soundly, and it was peaceful. So I decided, boy, you know, as long as the weather's like this, I'll just keep on sleeping outside. Well, one of the nights he was sleeping outside, apparently the neighbors called the police. They were worried that a homeless man was sleeping in this guy's hammock. They didn't realize it was him. Remember, he's in, you know, mm-hmm. Police showed up. No, everything's okay. Did it again, and apparently the neighbors finally came over and talked to him. And said that we don't think it's appropriate that you're sleeping outside.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, what they do is apparently the homeowners every morning go outside onto their deck, and they like to have their morning coffee, mm-hmm. and they can see this guy sleeping in his hammock.
Okay.
And it bothers them.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'm not close to him. It's just that the wife is saying that it makes her uncomfortable for him to be outside sleeping while they're trying to enjoy their morning coffee. So he's he says, this is my property. I mean, I'm going to continue to sleep outdoors. You know, so he's seeking advice. You know, what should I do? Am I in the wrong here?
Assuming he's clothed.
Yeah, everything's yes. He is. He is clothed.
I thought you were going to say he was snoring louder than their air conditioner. No.
And most people are saying, you know, go for it. It's your yard. Everything's fine. You know, you can sleep where you want. You're not bothering anybody. It's, you know, you're doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay. My advice to this guy is, I would walk over to the couple, and I'd say, excuse me, but can you stop having your morning coffee on the patio?
I thought that's where you were going.
Yes, exactly right. I would just reverse the situation. See, because when I wake up and I see you out there, it really bothers me and I can't sleep. Can you stay inside and please drink your coffee? You're annoying me.
All matter of one's point of view.
isn't that something?
So, what if he wanted to take a nap? Decided to have a 4 o'clock tea.
Exactly. Would he be bothering him for that too? I mean, just I would think they'd be welcoming this guy that's out there. Boy, look at this guy out there enjoying his property, enjoying himself, and, you know, he's just having a good time. I'd be jealous, actually.
Again, this just goes to show you that some people just wake up and live to be miserable and complain about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, what could be bothersome about?
Yeah, what do you care about some guy sleeping in his hammock?
Yeah, away from your yard. And
right.
All he has is an eyesight. It's not like he's sitting right next to you.
He's not sitting on your porch swing and sleeping.
Mm-hmm. I mean, buy one of those screens. You see those outdoor screens?
Oh, yeah.
Buy?
Yeah.
Put up some ivy.
That might take a little time.
Buy a privacy fence if it bothers you that much. I mean,
yeah, that would solve it.
I don't know. It just struck me as being one of those things that was really unnecessary to think this guy actually decided to go out into social media and post for some advice.
Yeah. Well, it was nice of him. Maybe he just thought, am I doing something wrong?
Wanting to be a good neighbor.
Yeah, that's right.
I get that.
The first thing, though, that's disturbing is that they called the police on him the first time, so they obviously didn't know their neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe,
okay.
He just moved into the home, so
all right.
Recently bought the house. So.
And go over and say, hello, where are the neighbors?
Well, because you'd think, if the police investigated and they decided nothing was wrong, yeah. Then they decided they had themselves to go over and make sure nothing was wrong. 650. If that were to be the problem, I have great neighbors, by the way. I don't have any problems at all. I love my neighbors.
Well, obviously, because they don't mind baseballs or hockey pucks being
that's a good point.
In their yard.
It's a very good point. 650 at WSGW. I mean, but if this was the worst I have with my neighbor was sleeping in a hammock.
Man! Because some people have neighbors that, oh boy,